Hello, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Congratulations for making it all the way to the end of May. Tomorrow is the beginning of June, and we will still be in the Psalms. And I don't know about you, but it's been such an encouragement to me to read these Psalms with you, for you, over you, and then pray according to them. Hey, if you're discouraged today, I just want to let you know that your life does matter. Some of you out there are feeling like, what does it matter? But God has prepared great works for you to do, and He prepared them beforehand that you would walk in them. He wants to will and work for His good pleasure through you, and He's not finished with you yet. So today, even through the discouragement and through the brokenness that you may be experiencing, your life really does matter, and He really does love you. So rest in that truth today. All right, so we're reading from Psalm 70. It's a Psalm of David in the New American Standard Bible, and it says this: God, hurry to save me. Lord, hurry to help me. May those who seek my life be put to shame and humiliated. May those who delight in my harm be turned back and dishonored. May those who say, aha, aha, be turned back because of their shame. May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And may those who love your salvation say continually, may God be exalted. But I am afflicted and needy. Hurry to me, God. You are my help and my Savior. Lord, do not delay. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I love that there are two different things happening in this particular psalm, that he's asking that you be exalted, and he's also sharing that he's afflicted and needy. So those two things can happen at the very same time, and I'm grateful for that. We don't have to be happy to exalt you, and we don't have to be downcast to pray to you. We can do those things in both situations. So I'm grateful. And I pray for the person who is actually praying this, Lord. They feel like they are in a desperate situation, and they're using the word hurry. Hurry to save me. Hurry to my help. Do not delay. Lord, in those kind of desperate situations, you are where we turn. Forgive us for turning to ourselves, or for me in my case, and I know a lot of you who have been listening since day one of Pray Every Day know that I'm a list maker. So Lord, forgive me for turning to lists and turning to control and turning to micromanaging my life and turning to just making things manageable for myself instead of turning to you when I'm broken or needy or in trouble. And Lord, forgive us too. For when things go well and we forget you, and we can spend days and days and days just kind of moving along, forgetting who you are and forgetting to thank you for the blessings in our lives. So Lord, in affliction, help us to choose to praise you. And in ease, help us to choose to praise you as well. In whatever circumstances we find ourselves in, help us to be content in those circumstances. I love how the Apostle Paul says he learned to be content in any and every circumstance, whether he had a lot or nothing at all. And so, Lord, we want to learn that secret of contentment today. Lord, teach us what it means to rejoice truly, to live with joy. As I think of Jesus when he walked the earth, I think we forget so often that even though he was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, that he also had the oil of joy and of gladness. And that if he was Savior of the world, God in the flesh, then of course he was the most abundantly living person ever to exist. And he surely had joy. And so help us to remember that and help us to live like Jesus, to rejoice with those who rejoice and to weep with those who weep. Lord, I love that Paul talks about that in Romans 12, and it's such an important principle for us. My closest friends know when to rejoice with me. They also know when to weep with me. So I pray for that kind of discernment today, that you would teach us to discern the mood of the room, discern the mood of our kids, of our parents, of our friends, of our family members, our aunts and uncles, even our enemies, Lord, and that we would mirror what they're going through. If they're rejoicing, to rejoice, and if they're weeping, to weep alongside. Some of the most beautiful breakthroughs in my life have come when someone has not said any words to my story, but have just cried with me. So Lord, teach us the power of that. I pray all of this in your beautiful name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you appropriately by Elizabeth Reynolds Turnage, who's written a book called The Waiting Room, 60 Meditations for Finding Peace in Hope and Crisis. And she wrote this for those of you who are going through a health crisis, or maybe you're walking a friend or a family member through a health crisis and you're all in a waiting room waiting for what's going to happen next. That can be so agonizing when you do that. Some of you are battling, or a friend of yours or a loved one is battling cancer or stroke or traumatic injury or post-traumatic stress, surgery, a health crisis of any kind. This devotional is specifically for caregivers and those who are patients. And Elizabeth will remind you of the certain hope and surprising peace of the gospel. God has worked miraculous deeds and redemptive wonders in the past, and Jesus will soon come again. Amen to that. And end our wait and bring full and final healing. And I don't know about you, but I can't wait for that day to come. And in the darkness and in those health crises, I hope I remember about those new bodies that we will receive on the other side. So thank you, Elizabeth. Again, her name is Elizabeth Reynolds Turnage, and the book is The Waiting Room, 60 Meditations for Finding Peace and Hope in Crisis. Pick it up today.